This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can promise you that you'll always be my best friend.
Floating into your ears and your mind, this is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the air to break it to you gently. Not like some of the other people who get out there hammer and tong and bang you over the head with stuff. We're here to gently bring you into the stories of the day. Thursday, October the 6th. I didn't...
Did someone let your air out? What just happened?
That's my silly mimicking of what's going on in the state of Florida and up in the coast of Carolinas.
Oh, hurricane name. Hurricane blow.
That's my hurricane blow. Yes, exactly. A lot of people have cleaned out the grocery stores. We were talking to John Harper, who runs WMEL in Melbourne, Florida, which is where the hurricane's going to plant itself tomorrow about this time. And people are stocking up on flashlights and grocery. They're going to the food store to get food. That's a little inside. So anyway, this is, by the way, this is a pretty serious situation. Matthew hit the Caribbean. 20-some-odd people have been killed. Haiti was hit really hard. But they can't quite figure out the damage. The picture is still kind of murky because there's nothing there.
Well, Haiti people were living in tents still from the earthquake years ago.
Right.
I mean,
cardboard
wasn't
boxes,
much more to wreck.
Corrugated. Yeah. No, right, exactly. But there were people who were standing in the roads when 4 feet of water came down the street. And that filth, you can imagine, because it is a filthy country anyway, it's just people don't know what to do with the things that we normally in our country would take for granted, how we get rid of sewerage and stuff. And there, they just let everything go down the street. So and to sort of back up or go ahead a little bit, the situation in Haiti and all over Hispaniola, it is what it is. At this point, looking at the destruction, trying to figure it out. All right, so that's one job. But the more important priority is for people who are listening on the coast of Florida, especially, and up into the Carolinas, to do something, not just sit there. This is a very dangerous storm, and I think it's even trite for me to say it. But for those people who want to sit through 125, 135, 145-mile-an-hour winds, what are you, nuts? And there are some people who are just not moving. They're not going anywhere. And John Harper told us that the authorities have informed them once the hurricane force winds get to be 35, 45 miles an hour, they're not going to go. You call up with a problem, forget it. The fire's not coming, the police are not coming, and the emergency squads are not coming. They're not.
You know, why should they risk their lives because somebody was
stupid?
Because
you're stupid.
Yeah.
So they just
said. And there you go.
Right. You want to stay there? Help yourself. Stay as long as you want. But don't call us, and we probably won't call you. So that's the situation. I think it is beyond the height of being silly. To stick around for something like that. But if you've never been through a hurricane, anybody, I'm the only one here probably who's been through a hurricane.
Oh, no, I've been through two.
Where? The ones on the West Coast.
In Cabo. Two in Cabo San Lucas, yeah. But both, I used to go to, remember I would go to Cabo for like twice a year?
Yeah, right.
And actually, I think I did my show with you during one of them.
Yes, I remember that now.
And both of them were Category 1 storms, but it was the weirdest thing about the hurricane for me is when it would blow through and we just sort of hunkered down in the house that we were in. But when they would blow through, if you went outside during the eye of the storm, how silent and
oh,
heavy,
my God, isn't it? Yeah,
and
oh, yes.
Weird the air is.
That's a great way of describing it, Jennifer, because that's exactly the air is so different. It's eerie. It's ominous. It's heavy. It is dark. The air feels dark. It's not like something.
It's very dense. I mean, I grew up on the Jersey Shore, a block from the beach, so I pretty much grew up evacuating our house. So
yeah.
I've been through every tropical storm, every nor'easter, every hurricane. The boardwalk gets ripped up, and then the Hurricane Sandy decimated my town.
Yeah.
So people were canoeing down the street. I mean, it was terrible.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, but it's something. Imagine before there was communication. Many of us don't do this, but go back in your mind and think, what was it like 1,000 years ago when these things happened? What, you think they just happened in the modern era? You think hurricanes are just a result of global climate change? No, of course not. Hurricanes have been happening for as long as there have been, and since before people. It's part of how Mother Nature, if you want to describe it that way, works. It's a letting out of steam. It's kind of like a volcano in the air, in a sense. And the warm weather, because it has been so warm in the Caribbean this year, that's what's bringing. It's interesting. There's a cold front in the northeast that's helping to push this storm track, and also that with the warm water it's like an attraction. It's like a magnet. So the hurricane's going back out into the ocean and is being pushed by the cold front and attracted by the warmth of the water that it just came out of. So it's going to go back down and make a circle, and who knows, it may do the same thing all over again down in the Bahamas and into the Caribbean. Hopefully it'll be far enough out to sea that it'll just go away. But wow,
that's
a prospect and a half. All right, so that's the story with the hurricane, a story that is near and dear to my heart. We will discuss in a few moments. You know that I am all for veterans and the VA and how we need to take care of men and women who have been in service to our country. There's a specific problem with hearing loss for a lot of veterans. So if you have that problem, stick around for a moment. We're going to talk about how to help you if you have hearing loss. That's up next here.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
All right, 14 after the hour. So the problems that people have who are losing their hearing, especially if you've been in service to our country, is a subject matter that is attracting more and more attention. So I've invited Dr. Patricia Dorn, who's the Director of Rehab R&D Services at the Veterans Health Administration in the Department of Veterans Affairs, to talk to us about what's going on. Nice to have you here, Dr. Dorn. The focus on veterans suffering from hearing loss that's caused by being in service, how big a problem is this? Is this the number one? You hear a lot about post-traumatic stress disorder, yada, yada, but the physical consequences of being in the line of fire, in harm's way, is what?
So as you said, TBI, PTSD are also very important conditions that we treat with veterans. But tinnitus is number one, and hearing loss is number two in terms of service-connected disability. So we're talking well over 1 million veterans are service-connected for tinnitus and well over 850,000 for hearing loss. And this year we anticipate upwards of 235 to 250,000 additional veterans that will become service-connected for hearing loss and tinnitus. And tinnitus is that ringing or buzzing or roaring that people might hear the sensation of sound when there's actually no sound.
You know, you're bringing something to the surface. I had forgotten about this. I'm going to tell you a personal story about my father. who was in the service for the entire length of World War II. He signed up on the day we went to war, and he signed out when the war was over. And in his service, I often thought he had tinnitus. I always said he was mispronouncing it, but apparently I was wrong, and you're right. He called it tinnitus. I call it tinnitus. The inner ringing in the ear. He was a boxer and a football player before he went into the service. But whether it was a complication of all of these things, it was very distressing because he couldn't really hear what we were talking about, and he became angry about it. And I wonder how many people who are going through this. We have millions of Americans, and they don't really know what's wrong, so they get angry when they, you know, they don't have all their faculties. Is that a trend or a trait here?
Right, exactly. So the good news about tinnitus, if there is any good news, is that for the majority of people who have it, it's actually not bothersome to them. However, for those people where it's bothersome, it disrupts concentration, it disrupts sleep, it can be very, as you indicated with your father, it can be very debilitating and create a lot of other problems. There's not a cure for tinnitus, but we have, in fact, in the VA, we developed at the Portland Center a progressive tinnitus program, and that is tailored to the veteran. It has various levels of progression of assistance, from education to workbooks to going into cognitive behavioral therapy approaches and more individualized approaches. It may also involve something called a tinnitus masker, where the individual wears something that looks like a hearing aid. It produces a noise that masks over the tinnitus noise, and the hope is that we can help the veteran deal with the annoying tinnitus and learn to live with it and it not be so bothersome and so present for them. And that's the kind of work that we're doing with respect to tinnitus. It's a tough problem, though.
All right, let's go
and,
back.
And not just military.
Yeah, no, it is a problem across the board. Let's rewind for a minute here. Prevention of this. We talk about the problem, diagnosing it, treating it, et cetera, et cetera. But what keeps people from having, and whether it's a veteran or not, it's going to be the same sort of thing, I'm going to imagine, that people of all walks of life can be helped by any prevention tips that you might have.
Sure, absolutely. Prevention is a good thing for any condition, and with hearing, with tinnitus, so conservation, hearing conservation, and I'm going to point out audiologists in the VA, when they provide care and services, they include education and tips on prevention, and one thing is hearing protection. Be it little plugs that go in your ear, or be it a muff type of that you wear and that you appropriately wear, and you use it during noisy activities, power tools, working with engines, concerts. Some of the concerts can be quite loud. And
plug your ears when you go to a concert, ladies and gentlemen. That's probably a good idea.
It is important.
Some of that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And also, we're all walking around with headphones and earbuds plugged into some kind of device that's given us music or given us sound. And the message there is don't crank up the volume, because now you've put the source of where the sound's coming from very close to your ear, and that just amps it up even more. So there are things that people can do up front to ward against it. Here's a good little sort of test. If you have been engaged in a noisy activity and you start to hear ringing in your ears, that means you have overexposed them, and hopefully that ringing will go away, and hopefully you haven't damaged your inner ear, your hair cells too much. But if you keep doing it, you're going to damage your hearing.
Sounds like a lot of common sense. Yeah, this common sense can be applied to this problem. Well, thank you for your work, Dr. Patricia Dorn, who is the Director of Rehab Research and Development Services at the Office of Research and Development at the Veterans Health Administration, talking about a problem that does affect veterans and non-veterans. Thank you, Dr. Dorn, for being here.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All the chapel bells were ringing. It was a great day.
Music to my ears. We're all being accommodated here. We got Zayn Malik and the music of all of the contemporaries. But we also have on Thursdays throwback time. For those of you who are from my era, I can just see the Browns singing this song, which was number 5 this week during the year 1959. So we're going through the top 5 songs this week in 1959, the Browns.
I've never heard of them or this song. Fabulous. I've never heard this
listen,
song.
Listen to the story. Listen to the story.
A soul winged its way to heaven.
A guy in
Jimmy Brown had passed away. Bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum.
Just a long bell was ringing.
Very country sounding.
Yes, big country sounding.
Valley town. Was farewell that it was seen to our good old Jimmy Brown and the little congregation. Pray for guidance, lead us not into temptation.
All right, so there it is.
Salvation.
Number 5. The 3 bell. All right, so from the Browns, we go to the Everly Bros. Okay, Phil Everly. Most interesting working characters I think that made it on the rock scene. Number 4, Till I Kissed You. If you remember this. Wait till you hear the next one. This was the era of instrumentation, when instrumentals actually made it into the top of the music charts. Number 3 from this week in 1959 belonged to a couple of guitarists named Santo and Johnny. And this is called Sleepwalk. Jennifer, I'm sure you've heard your father play this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. I'm sure that Mr. Never heard
the Wayback Machine. No, yes, I've heard this.
This is the Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you're right. If you think about it, you would never hear an instrumental song on contemporary radio.
Anymore.
No.
There's a lot of it in the 50s, 60s.
Just try listening to CRN where I work.
Jennifer,
if you're missing that sort of thing.
Running CRN. Digital
Go online to crndigital.com.
All right, number two.
Paul talk.
Anka.
Put your head on my shoulder.
Present me Grant next door. Was a millionaire when he was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Singing songs.
Oh.
He wrote the stuff. He figured out. He's a very smart guy. Still very smart. He must be, at this point, pushing 80, I'm guessing. He still actually is on tour, I think. You'll find him in Las Vegas once in a while, I think, Jen.
Wow. To hear these songs from 1959, because I can understand now the perspective of people who are used to this, and then Elvis came on the scene, and how different that would have been. It probably would have sounded jarring.
It was jarring. Okay, so we have plenty of time here for the number one tune from his state, 1959. No one, no matter what your age, is unfamiliar with Mack the Knight. This is the Bobby Darin version, which was the most successful. Crank it up there, Peter.
Down by the river, don't you know?
So it's these Throwback Thursday episodes, I didn't know whether I told you ladies or not. Bob Kay, who has been my mentor and advisor, has created a format which we're going to put into a podcast of me doing an hour a week of this kind of music. And we're going to put it up as a podcast. So, something for me to get cranked up about. One of the many things.
One of them. Do you remember when they used this song in McDonald's commercials?
Yep.
Yeah,
28. I do. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people are always asking me, Warren, what is my dog trying to tell me? He's always barking, and all his barks sound different. What do they mean? So let's decipher them a little bit for you. There's the deep, loud bark. That's the hey, Mom, look out, I'm not in a good mood. Then there's the middle pitch, not so loud and not so strong, hey, please come and get me. The short bark that is almost a whine generally means, I got to go out, Mom, take me out, I'm crossing my legs. Now there's my favorite, the happy bark. It's excited, you know, where the dog is really going around, the tail's going a mile a minute, that's an indication that your dog wants to play. Also, when they bark like that, you notice the front will go down and the butt will be up in the air. There's also whining and crying barks and yelping. Yelping generally means the dog is in distress, he's not feeling well, or something else needs to take place. But also understand, when a dog is kind of whining a little bit, it could be a rallying call that he just wants to play. I tape record my dog's different sounds so I can decipher them and understand exactly what he means. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
JV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. I'm looking at the onion. And in their typical fashion, they poke fun at everything. Their latest poll suggests that 89% of the people who watch these debates turn in to the television solely to see whether the roof collapses or not. And then they get to the serious side of things. And so I will ask the two of you, Victoria and Jennifer, because you both have different perspectives on politics, although you're more and more seeming to agree on some of the important issues. Is this election really pivotable? Say it again, Doug. There. Pivotal. to women. Is that a news media concoction, or is it really paramount that female voters pay attention to what's going on here. And I suggest that only because I think some of the issues are completely distorted, as you know, in the basic news media. But I think there are a lot of women who are genuinely concerned, whether for good reason or not. That depends on them, not on you. I'm not. It's not for me to say whether that's important or not to you. It's not me who's making the decisions here. It's you who's making decisions. And I would have, if I were a woman looking at this, in a cursory fashion, I don't know that I'd want to vote for either one of them. I don't want to vote for either one of them for lots of reasons, and that's maybe just one of them.
That's what's really strange about this election cycle is that 8 years ago, President Obama running as the first black president was able to open up huge new blocks of voters that went out to the polls and were excited about electing somebody in something history making. Mm-hmm. And what I think Hillary Clinton's people had banked on was the fact that she'd be able to go in and open up that same group of voters, except females this time, right? Women, because everybody would be excited to elect the first female president. But that momentum, that enthusiasm to go to the polls, it doesn't seem like she's able to tap into it. And I think part of it is that she has such a murky past, and there's just not a lot of transparency. And I think people are sick of that from politicians. And I also think millennials, and I'm just speaking for myself, but Victoria, I'd be curious for you, because you're a millennial. I'm not, but
you're on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp.
Yeah.
But when my parents raised me, I never felt like I couldn't be president. Like, they raised me to want to go and be whatever I wanted to be and told me that I could be whatever I wanted to be. And so I think when you're tapping into this, it should be a big deal that we have the first female president. Yeah, it should be, but I think that tends to be more of a big deal for women who are maybe in their 50s and 60s who went through that revolution of female rights, whereas younger women are like, well, my dad told me I could be a president, the first female president.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yeah, I don't really think that the woman, the woman card, as Trump keeps calling it, I don't really think that that's that big of a factor. As a female voter, Doug, answering your question, I am very concerned about women's issues because there's going to be a Supreme Court nomination from whoever the next president is. Mm-hmm. So that is, there are a lot of female voters who are very concerned about that, and that is something that will touch the millennial voter for sure. That is, women's rights is, if it's either Trump or Hillary making the decision for the Supreme Court, truthfully, Trump doesn't worry me in that sense, but Pence does. Pence scares the absolute crap out of me in terms of his voting record on women's issues. And if you're a woman who's not somewhat intimidated or angry at the way that he's voted and the way he leans, I don't know. To me, that's the scariest part of this whole election.
Okay, so here's maybe my perspective. Sliding backward is not something that I think, even if the candidates are as bad as they are, I don't know that we're going to slide backwards. I think the practical side of this is more economic than it is social. That's my read on it. I think that for all of my life, Victoria, I have heard people say, since Roe v. Wade, that there were going to be decisions made that would change that, and the Supreme Court this and the Supreme Court that. I will tell you that it is my honest feeling that if that actually ever happened, that would be the cause for a revolution in this country, a wholesale revolution in this country. So I think Pence is a Neanderthal when it comes to his views on women's rights and
gay rights.
Social stuff.
And I agree. I mean, look, Doug's right. There's nothing that's going to push you back in time. Once you give someone, such huge rights and freedoms, it's really hard to take them back and go, oops, just kidding.
Look at all the states that have overturned stuff.
That's how the country's supposed to work, is that things that people are allowed to govern
the federal
on the state level.
Taking over all these things, and they have no business being. It is,
right.
But it ought to be, even not a state level, it ought to be up to you and me individually as to how we do this. The government has no play or say in this kind of stuff. And yet
Well, it does, but it shouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. It ought not to have any play or say. Let me just ask you one more question, both of you, because I remember hearing this from people who were my age when we were in college. You both have different perspectives, so I don't want to taint your answer. let's say...
I love that word, by the way.
Taint?
Taint.
Yeah, it's a great word, isn't it? Yeah. So let's just say that you, your father is a Republican and you're not. You're in college. And you, when it comes to discussion of things like this, I'm sort of reminded of the table in the Blue Bloods where the family gets together and we have these conversations. And you're ashamed of your father or your mother or somebody in your family who's a Republican until they get out into the real world. College kids seem to uniformly and maybe this is the way it's supposed to be. They seem to find reasons to be ashamed of their of their parents. And one of them often is, my father's a Republican. I wasn't. My father was I was more of a Republican than he was when I was a kid. I ran the Republican. There were three there were three members of the Republican club in my high school, and I was the president of the club.
Super popular, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was very, very popular. Massachusetts, as you can imagine, was during the Kennedy era. I never told you that before. I thought I told you that once before. Anyway, so there were people. I remember kids talking about their parents, and they didn't know anything about politics, but they knew that they were supposed to be one way, and that's kind of maybe what it is. You were supposed to be one way if your parents were the other way.
Yeah, you
and
were
how
bad.
Many of us change our mind about those sorts of things? We get out of college and go to work and feel or sense the real world. I'm not talking about Pence's kind of politics. I'm talking about economic republicanism, if there is such a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually watched it with my cousin, Stephanie, the one that just got married. And, you know, when she first started, when we would start talking about politics, when she was in her late teenage years, early 20s, it was always, oh, we have to do this for the people and we have to do that for the people. And it was always very, very progressive, very liberal, even bordering on Bernie. Now she's like in the real world and she's, you know, trying to start planning for a family. And she's like, I can't vote for anybody who's going to raise my taxes. Hillary Clinton's going to raise. I mean, now when you're out there and you're starting to earn money and you see, and Rich McFadden makes a really good point about this. If you actually had to cut a check to the government when you get your paycheck every week, we would be in an uproar. Right now, the government just sort of sucks the money out of your paycheck and you don't really see it go away. You just kind of look at your pay stub and go, oh, okay, this is what I make. If we had to write a check to the government, oh my gosh, there would be a revolution in this country.
Right. Yeah. All right, so what about you, Victoria, when it comes to your parents? What sort of political
world
do your parents live in?
My parents are very, very liberal, and right, so I grew up in a very Republican town, so we were like the outcast family.
The outcast of Poker Flat, ladies and gentlemen, here she is.
Yeah, I grew up it's a little town in New Jersey. They call it the Irish Riviera, and it's all Irish Republicans. So, that's a whole separate breed of Republican. And we were, and my dad being from Ireland, everyone just assumed he was one of them, and mm-hmm. then he was not. So we grew up going to cocktail parties and things where it was a constant, you know, chatter of slam against anyone that we were in favor of. So I'm just used to it in that sense. But we were all banded together and we all still share the same beliefs. So I didn't have any sort of rude awakening. But financially, fiscally, yeah, I was never one of those in college Bernie kids like, you know, oh, let's give it away. And, you know, I was never like that. I think I had more of a centrist kind of view on things. And I still am that way. I really am. I'm incredibly socially liberal, but I'm much more fiscally in the middle.
Yeah.
Which my Republican friends tell me, oh, every liberal says that. But I actually am.
Well, the reason I bring it up, and as I listen to the two of you intently every day, this is not a show like most of the shows that are on radio stations, the other shows that are on the radio stations that carry us. But this is not a politically focused show, and I will guarantee you after the election's over, you ain't going to hear nothing about politics unless the world comes to a complete standstill as a result.
That we might have to talk about it. If the apocalypse is pending, we might have to talk about it.
Yeah. But it's interesting to listen to the two of you, and this is why I have these conversations. It's for the benefit of those who think there is such a disconnect and a discord between people who have fundamental beliefs that are here and people who have fundamental beliefs who are here. in fact, when you have a conversation about it, most of the time, if you have any ability to articulate any thoughts at all, and you are able to think as well as articulate your thoughts, you will find that many of your thoughts are similar. They aren't discordant. They aren't different. And this is one of the reasons I think about my own genius here. Thank you. And I'm sort of smiling because you stumble onto stuff. But I heard something when I first heard Victoria that I knew would work with Jennifer, and that's why I put the two of them together here, because they both have different points of view, but they're respectful of each other's point of view, and when they talk through the stuff, and this is for all of us, if you talk through things, you're usually going to find stuff, more stuff you can agree upon than you disagree upon.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes me so crazy, because people get so angry about stuff because they're not listening. You can't listen with your mouth open. It doesn't work. Mouth closed, ears open.
It also goes with the level of respect, too. I mean, so often, and our, you know, what really ticks me off is that a lot of our politicians, like, drive this behavior in us because only benefits them, and that is to make politics into a team sport. It's either, you know, him or her, Democrat, Republican, black or white. Like, everything in our life lost, like, we've lost the gray area now. Everything has to be so polarized in one way or the other. And what stinks about that is that for anybody to change anybody else's mind, you have to be able to have a dialogue with somebody, and you have to be able to do it in a way that they can actually hear what you're saying. And the way these politicians are now sort of kind of pitting us against each other, you can't ever get anything
Nothing good.
Done.
Nothing good comes of it either. All right. It's a 46 after the hour television report. Wait, you know what? We don't have Tom Kreider, so let's save the TV report. We'll do that at 53 past, because a lot of good things I know. The only thing I know about last night was when I called to say goodnight at 10:30, the response on the other end of the phone is, why are you calling me in the middle of Designated Survivor?
A great answer, by the way.
Right. So, so much for that. All right. Let's have a couple of words from our favorite sponsors, and then we'll move into the next zone of conversation here with DJV. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Killen on the air.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to DJVShow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to DJVShow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's DJVShow.com.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's Thursday through Monday because friends and family like you take an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off on top of already low sale prices store-wide, which makes three-quarter zip pleats for him only $14.39 and V-neck pleats for her just $9.59. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10-6 to 10-10. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Napa Know-How.
Napa has Castrol GTX conventional, high mileage, and Edge full synthetic motor oil on sale starting at $349 a quart. But how do you know which one to get? Well, if your engine sounds like this, or even this, we have a Castrol for it, starting at $349 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 11/13/16.
A attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. Actually, Peter, I forgot to ask you, did you get that Amy Schumer audio? Okay, I think we'll let's start with that. Television time, 53 minutes after the hour. Amy Schumer has broken a major milestone for women in comedy, as long as we're talking about women in the arts. She's got a television show and the films and a book deal. I think she's doing a stand-up special as well. She's all over the place. Last year was pretty good here, and this year as well for her. She became the first woman ever to land on Forbes' list of the world's highest-paid comedians. She came in fourth with $17 million that she made after the person that was on America's Got Talent. Is it Terry Fator? Was that her name?
Terry Fader. Oh, yeah, the ventriloquist.
Yeah. Made $21 million last year.
He's all over Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry
he's
Seinfeld.
He's actually really good, yeah.
43. Kevin Hart. My God, he made $87 million last year. What a waste of money. My God, that guy.
What people love him.
I find him the most obnoxious little squirt. Oof. All right, I guess I'm a racist because I don't like Kevin Hart. Well, how many black guys do you know who are named Kevin? That's another question.
Oh, my God, Doug. Oh,
I know. I did that. Okay. That's exactly why I did it. Thank you. You did exactly
right.
See that? Well, but you see, that's the response that people have for stuff like that. And, you know, it may be a silly throwaway thing, and it may be that it's meant or not. But because I said it, you're a racist. Okay. Anyway, so that has nothing to do with Amy Schumer, however, who is funny depending on your point of view. She's vulgar. I'm not sure whether I'd let you two tell me whether you think that she's taking herself too seriously these days. Let's listen to just a tad, if you're not familiar with her, of her comedy.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm actually celebrating something tonight. I finally just slept with my high school crush. Right? Thank you. Thank you. But now he, like, expects me to go to his graduation. Like, I know where I'm going to be in 3 years, right? Oh, kids. Tomorrow's my mom's birthday. No, don't clap. You don't know her. But I'm bringing her to a soccer game because I wanted to show her what boundaries looked like, you know? Like, look. She's like, I don't see him. I'm like, I know. Stop calling my friends. It's just she's always bragging about the dumbest stuff. You know, like the other day she was like, you know, I can still fit in my wedding dress. It's like, who cares, right? I mean, it is weird that she's the same size now as she was when she was 8 months pregnant, but I just...
Okay, so you get the idea.
Bragging's right.
All right.
I don't think it's right.
She's doing a lot of television stuff, and she... There's a bit of...
I think her stand-up's actually really funny, and I find
that's
very
crude.
View...
I don't find her
crude, but I mean, I don't know. Nothing shocks me, I guess.
Wow, maybe Jennifer, what do you find when you think of Amy Schumer? What do you think?
I think she can probably get a little raw, but you know, I thought what we heard right there was really funny. I would have loved to see that. You know?
That was pretty funny. All right, more television. Actually, Jennifer's going to tell you what's on tap for tonight. And those of you who missed Designated Survivor here, you can watch it and catch up on it. I'm finding myself catching up on a few of these shows now that I learned how to do it. And it's not that difficult. If I can do it, you can do it, folks. All right, so let's on TV in a moment here.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, the diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
All right, so Jen, what's on tonight?
Oh, boy, tonight, lots of good stuff, and very different, by the way. The iHeart Radio Music Festival Latin American Music Awards is on the CW and Telemundo at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
So is Ryan Seacrest speaking Spanish, or how is that happening?
Yeah, I don't know how that all works out, but on the CW, you can look at the iHeart Radio Festival, and there's a bunch of good performances from Usher, Sting, the Backstreet Boys, Pitbull. If you do Telemundo and see the Latin Music Awards, you can see Idina Menzel and Pitbull again, yes. Two places at once. And The Good Place, great show on NBC, is supposed to be the best episode since the pilot, 8:30 Eastern Time.
Yeah, okay, that's tonight on TV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.